Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, the NFL scouting combine for us is closing out today on Sunday. All the prospects were in here. They talked to us. The wide receivers are running on the field today. The defensive backs will be tomorrow. So it gets interesting around this time. And some fast times put up by some wide receivers today, starting with Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, Sammy Watkins. And he looked good the way he ran. You know, Odell Beckham, I wrote about, I thought he looked better on his second. He really burned his second 40 time. And I thought that the guys that were going to run fast ran fast. I'm a little wondered about, you know, some of the bigger guys, Mike Evans. I thought they might have run faster than they did, but for their size, 6'5", and maybe a little bit more, I thought they did well enough.
You know, Kelvin Benjamin, the kid from Florida State, is probably one of those big guys that people were interested in. A little disappointing up in the high 4'5", 4'6", range. But Mike Evans, we're talking about a guy here, 6'5", 231 pounds. I know he's, you know, got some improvements to make on his route running. We talked about that in a video yesterday. But 4'4", 7", I think, carrying that kind of weight, I thought that was a really terrific time for him. I think that probably cemented him in the top 10 of the draft. See if that's number 10 at all with the Lions. I know maybe me and you disagree on that a little bit. But he's a big man, and he ran well. And Sammy Watkins, 4.34, 4.37 at 6'1", 211 pounds. He's got the physicality. He's got the speed. I think it's going to be tough for him to be there at number 10 for the Lions.
Yeah, a lot of things will have to happen. I did a mock 10 draft, you know, a couple of weeks ago, just the scenarios, everything that would have to happen for him to be at number 10, and one of them was an earthquake in Mississippi, okay? So I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, I think that what we've seen so far, that the good guys were good, and there haven't been any bad surprises, I don't think. I don't think anybody just came here and fell apart and left you scratching your head, and that happens sometimes. And I also think, you know, we've talked to some of the same people, you know, personnel people and all that. This is really a good draft. I've heard it said that from like 8 through 20, like the middle part of the first round, is better than anything in the top 5 a year ago. And remember, the Lions scored pretty big. And having said, and I'm talking about the depth of this year's draft, but let's remember, the Lions got good players on the third round with Larry Warford, fourth round Devin Taylor, Sam Martin, the punter, and then in the free agent ranks, Joseph Fourier, the tight end, and LaAdrian Waddle. That's undrafted free agents. So let's not be too quick to categorize the strength and depth of any draft until we really know.
But it's certainly good going into it for the prognosticators to know that you're going to get quality guys in the second, third round. I mean, even at positions like center, and we've talked about this, I've talked with some NFL people that say you're going to get a good quality center at multiple different rounds in this draft. And I think that just goes to the overall talent level of this draft. I think you're right. We've talked to the same people, and everyone I've talked to said this is the deepest draft they've seen in a long, long time.
And deep with, you know, just not just the stars, but good, solid football players. I mean, there's really two or three really good linebackers. I don't think that's one of the stronger positions, but look, I wouldn't tear my hair out if the Lions drafted somebody like C.J. Mosley of Alabama, you know, a middle linebacker. I don't think that's the first thing they're after, but if some of the pieces they're after are gone there, that wouldn't shock me at all.
A Khalil Mack, another name, maybe, well, if he's there. You know, I doubt he's going to be there at 10, but there's another versatile guy that you can plug into a 4-3 defense. You know, he can play the Sam on first and second down, and then you can do a lot of different things with him on third down as a rush linebacker. So you're right, there's a lot of those really quality guys, versatile guys. We talked to Justin Gilbert today, who the cornerbacks were talking to the media. Just your impressions of him, he's considered probably the best cornerback available. Do the Lions go cornerback at number 10?
Well, I don't think so, but you never know. But he just looks physically imposing. I thought, you know, Darius Slay last year looked like a good, solid, you know, physically well-built cornerback. This kid's a little bigger, a little wider, and maybe even a little faster, although Darius Slay ran really well last year.
And he did say he's going to run faster than DeQuez Dennard, who he said he's gotten friendly with over the last couple days. DeQuez Dennard, the cornerback out of Michigan State, who is considered him and Gilbert are the top two guys. So we'll see tomorrow when they hit the field who's actually faster, maybe who performs a little bit better. But those two are probably competing for the top two cornerback spots. And what about the safety position? There's an area, too, that the Lions could possibly need as well.
Maybe Calvin Pryor. He seems to be everybody's choice. And he plays where the Lions need. They need a safety with range who can cover ground and get to the ball, yeah, especially since they released Louis Delmas. It doesn't look like he's going to come back. So, yeah, safety is something they have to upgrade, whether they do it in free agency or whether they do it in the draft or whether they think Don Carey, who they re-signed at the end of last year. But let's keep one thing in mind. This is we're going into the last week in February. We have 2.5 months before the draft, so we can talk ourselves into and out of a lot of things.
Well, and free agency hits before the draft, too, and so that will change a lot of different needs depending on who comes back, who you sign of your own guys, and who you go out and get. And so you're right. You know, a lot of different factors are going to happen, but it's still fun to talk about. People get excited about the combine. They get excited about the draft, especially with this team who you think is pretty close, maybe just a couple pieces away.
And when you talk about the free agency, don't forget we've got Ndamukong Suh's restructuring, renegotiation, whatever you want to call it, coming up by March 11th. That seems to be sort of a movable date for the Lions and for Suh, because he's got to settle on an agent to negotiate his contract for him. And then all that other stuff that goes along with it.
Well, there's certainly a lot left to go on here at the combine. Now, we're done. We're getting kicked out today as media members, but the cornerbacks will be on the field tomorrow, and we'll still have all the breakdown for you on DetroitLions.com.
We can't go. All the plants will die.